from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting unconfirmed reports of a U.S. aid worker killed by Jordanian airstrikes. The White House said Friday it cannot confirm the Islamic State's claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed a female American aid worker held hostage by the group. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf said the State Department has acknowledged there are Americans being held overseas, but said she could not get into any further details about this specific case.
There are a number of Americans being held overseas, including still by the Islamic State. I'm not going to get into further details than that. But I will say broadly that Secretary Kerry, our team in this building across the U.S. government are putting every effort behind finding any Americans being held overseas, every intelligence tool, diplomatic tool. Secretary has reached out to over four dozen countries about Americans being held overseas writ large to try and bring these people home.
Russia says crisis talks between President Vladimir Putin and the leaders of France and Germany on a peace proposal for Ukraine have ended. A spokesman for Mr. Putin, Dmitry Peskov, speaking early Saturday, described the late-night talks as constructive but did not provide details. Peskov said the meeting will be followed by phone talks between the Russian leader and Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko, as well as further contacts with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande on Sunday. Meeting on the sidelines of a security conference in Munich, Germany, Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to meet a March deadline for a framework deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program. A senior U.S. State Department official said Kerry pressed his Iranian counterpart during a two-hour meeting on the Obama administration's desire to reach an outline agreement. This is VOA News. Yemen's powerful Shiite rebels finalized their takeover of the country Friday, announcing they had dissolved parliament and are establishing a new presidential council to run Yemeni affairs. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Houthi rebel supporters released barrages of fireworks across the Yemeni capital Sana'a Friday evening to celebrate the announcement that the country's old political institutions were being dissolved. Houthi opponents are calling the development a coup. Hundreds of Houthi supporters gathered at Yemen's Republican Palace earlier Friday applauded the announcement that a new parliament was going to be named, along with a new five-member presidential council to rule the country. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The U.S. State Department rejected the announcement by the Yemen Shiite rebels, saying the Houthis' unilateral declaration does not meet the standard of a consensus-based solution to Yemen's political crisis. Witnesses say Boko Haram militants from Nigeria Friday attacked a town in neighboring Niger but were driven back by government forces from Niger and Chad. The attack on Basso marked the second time this week the Islamist extremist group launched a cross-border attack. The International Monetary Fund has announced a $330 million financing package for the country's hardest hit by the Ebola epidemic. It includes $170 million in debt relief. The economies of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone have been heavily affected. VOA's Joe DiCapua has a report.
Under the plan, $100 million in relief would come directly from the IMF, while $70 million would come in the form of debt forgiveness by IMF member nations. Jubilee USA Network Executive Director Eric LeCompte praises the move.
By international law, debt relief has to go into building infrastructure. So it'll be building hospitals, healthcare facilities, and schools in the three countries.
The economies of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone have suffered over the past year as the disease has spread. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. economy had a net gain of 257,000 jobs in January, making it more likely that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates by mid-year. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the unemployment rate rose a slight one-tenth of a percentage point to 5.7%. Stocks in the U.S. on this Friday, the Dow was down 60.59 points, the S&P 500 down 7, and the Nasdaq down 20 points. More on all these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.